Thank you and good morning. The State Seismic Safety Commission is on the North Coast for the first time since the commission was formed in 1975 to study the effects of earthquakes in the state. The commission held an open house in Eureka last night and will meet at the Arcata Neighborhood Center this morning before heading to Del Norte County tomorrow for more meetings. Today's workshop will feature Dr. Lori Dengler of Humboldt State University along with the Redwood Tsunami Work Group. Also included will be an update on the Last Chance Grade Project on Highway 101 from Caltrans. On Friday, the commission will meet with tribal officials in Del Norte County to discuss the specific needs of local tribes. Arcata Councilmember Mark Wheatley is a member of the commission appointed by Governor Brown in 2014. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest have scheduled a series of public meetings to update residents across the four ranger districts about the impacts wildfire had on the region this summer. The first meeting is scheduled for Ruth Lake on the 15th, followed by meetings each following Thursday in Willow Creek, Crescent City, the Watershed Council on Highway 96, and a final meeting in Eureka at Forest offices. Forest Supervisor Merv George said in a statement that the public is invited to share their views on the fires and that forest officials want to reach out to communities to share information about the fire season and the people affected by those wildfires. The Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for 15-year-old McKinleyville resident Sydney Michaela Martin, who was last seen by her mother last Saturday night at their home in McKinleyville. The mother reported that she checked her room after midnight and the girl was gone. The mother has no idea where she may have gone. Anyone with information as to Sydney's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Grant funding for DUI enforcement has been awarded. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force campaign has now been changed to the Avoid the 10 DUI campaign after adding two more county law enforcement agencies thanks to a $65,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Task Force Coordinator Sergeant Charles Ellebreck of Fortuna announced that the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and the County Probation Department have been added to the campaign. The Avoid the 10 campaign will start administering their upcoming DUI campaigns during Halloween and at various points during the winter holiday period.
Thank you, Jordan. A Mendocino County Superior Court judge has sentenced a man who pleaded guilty to the murder of two Laytonville residents in July. Mendocino County Judge Ann Mormon sentenced 19-year-old Taylan Barton to 71 years to life in prison for the grisly premeditated murder of 17-year-old Teo Palmieri and Teo's father, 52-year-old Coleman Palmieri. A third victim survived the wounds inflicted by Barton, and the Ukiah Daily Journal quotes Judge Mormon, who said she will see to it that he never sees the light of day as a free man. Barton was in foster care with the Palmieri family when he attacked the three victims. The Mendocino County investigation found that he had stated in the weeks prior to the attack that he wanted to kill someone. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State and local lawmakers and elected officials gathered on the steps of the county courthouse on Tuesday and held a press conference to urge Governor Brown to sign three marijuana-related bills into law. The bills have the support of local officials, including law enforcement, and combined with local ordinances related to medical marijuana, bring some needed clarity to the issue. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is on board.
All the pieces to the puzzle are in place now. Having everything be gray, you know, it's terrible for everybody. You even go ask, you know, sheriff's officers, you know, and they go out there and look at a grow, and if there's no scales and cash laying around and no gun, you know, going, do we bust this one?
The state and local regulations detail who can grow, produce, and sell marijuana and places restrictions on where marijuana can be grown. Assemblymember Jim Wood's bill also treats marijuana as any other agricultural product, and Sundberg said that they allow for local control.
Because the state laws defer a lot of the control to the local government, including taxes. How do we tax this and make sure that we can draw a bright line between the guy over here, the farmer over here who's doing it right, and the person who's doing it wrong? How do we have the money to go and make sure that we can enforce that?
Licensing for medical marijuana cultivation and sales will be regulated at both the state and local level, and Wood's bill will also directly address the issues of environmental degradation found at illegal grow sites. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.